An ongoing debate about large-scale mining in Maine shows no signs of letting up. After lawmakers rejected mining regulations advanced by the State Department of Environmental Protection last year, the agency opted to resubmit the same rules in February. Now one lawmaker has advanced a bill that would place a moratorium on all mining projects until concerns about remediation costs and public safety are addressed. A.J. Higgins has details.
Representative Ralph Chapman says the real problem with the DEP's proposed rules to regulate mining lies in their inability to safeguard the environment and the public. The Brooksville Democrat says what Maine really needs are mining regulations that can tackle a worst-case scenario.
We need a regulatory structure that can prevent the problem because we cannot, we as the taxpayers don't want to, and the industry, an industry entity cannot pay for the damage that it could cause.
Chapman told the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee that his bill, LD 750, would require the Maine Department of Environmental Protection to develop major substantive rules by January 1, 2017, that would provide the public with a greater sense of reassurance than those that are currently offered.
The three major elements of LD 750 is the goal for geologic stability, the rejection of irresponsible applicants and high-risk processes, and the incorporation of third-party expertise and process decision points. One additional matter, which is minor but important, is a moratorium.
Wouldn't it be more accurate to say what you really want to do is put in a bill to outlaw mining in Maine, period?
Representative John Martin, an Eagle Lake Democrat, is among the critics of Chapman's 10-point proposal, and for him, the moratorium is anything but minor. Martin sponsored the original mining legislation 3 years ago after J.D. Irving Limited of Canada began weighing the development of a copper and zinc mining operation at its Bald Mountain property near Portage Lake in Aroostook County. Chapman says that despite the moratorium provision included in his bill, he is not out to ban mining in Maine. DEP Deputy Commissioner Heather Parent says Chapman's bill is unnecessary.
A moratorium should not be imposed on exploration and metallic mineral mining, and the provisionally adopted rules apply appropriate and environmentally protective standards, and it's unnecessary for the department to reinitiate rulemaking to rewrite rules that have already been developed.
Parent points out that the department's effort to develop an effective regulatory mining structure is already before the legislature. And she says current recommendations address the type of preventative action sought by Chapman. For example, she says the DEP incorporated a series of early detection and correction measures that will prevent a mine from ever developing processes that would warrant large fines or stiff penalties. Bob Dorsey of the Aroostook Partnership for Progress, a business advocacy group, says the DEP's plans balance safety and the need for economic development.
I'd argue that now is not the time to say no to any opportunity in Maine or to put a moratorium on any of our natural resources.
But critics of the proposal, and there were plenty who testified at a public hearing Monday, argue that Chapman's bill is needed because the DEP's proposed rules seem to be crafted to meet the needs of the mining industry rather than in the interest of the environment or the public. Lindsay Balker is a Stonington resident.
DEP has written these rules to a standard called co-regulation. So that's what's fundamentally wrong with the rules. Co-regulation means that you rely completely on the miner, the proponent, for the submission of all scientific information.
Members of the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee will continue reviewing mining regulation bills next month. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.